KO4PXB.
4PXB, KF4NXY, David. How you doing this afternoon?
Doing great, David. It's Lloyd here, just on the ride home for about 10, 15 minutes.
Well, we haven't been home long. We took a friend out to lunch for her birthday over in Easley, and I got so full at the restaurant, I'm having homemade ice cream for supper.
Where did y'all have dinner at?
Roadhouse in Easley.
Yep, that is definitely a good place to eat at. That's why, I know Roadhouse doesn't have a buffet, but that's why I try to stay away from places that have buffets, because I pretty much do like everybody else does. When I go to a buffet, they overeat, try to make up for the cost.
And, hey, they got a fantastic hamburger in there. Hey, it's lunchtime. It's $10, and that by itself will fill you up.
Yeah, it's definitely good. The Roadhouse.
Yeah. Anyway, did you say you're headed home or? Looks like the idiot's back. He had been gone for months, but oh well.
And it definitely sounds like he's back. Yeah, I'm just now leaving work. I worked for the IT support for Honeywell. So, definitely had finished up with one user at about the 5:30 time frame, so I'm definitely heading to the house.
Roger. Did we ever get enough people together to triangulate him on the input?
I think at one point in time they worked pretty close, but I guess they never did find him, so just have to ignore the people like that on here.
Well, if he transmits long enough, we'll get a fix on him, and the proper authorities will let him try and do that stuff in the local place that they put morons.
Because the SEC doesn't play about that. Like I said, not having a license or even transmitting with a license and in that stupid manner.
If, if he wants to do that, he can get on. Well, you know what I mean? He can get on a totally different band. I believe I can key up to repeat her whole. Key down.
Yep, unfortunately, he was obviously close to me, so he just stepped all over you.
Well, that's no problem. I've got a few things around here I can put in line that won't be. That just tells me he's a whole lot closer to the machine than I am.
And more likely with just having the mobile unit in my truck, he's definitely be able to step over me, because I'm only running 10 watts to keep from overheating in this thing, because it'll run 100 watts, but it has no cooling fan on. I know during the summertime, when I'm talking, it gets really nice and hot.
I'm at home in the air conditioning, and this entire unit is a heat sink. So, but, like I said, the only way he's overriding this signal is he's, in a mobile, fairly close to the repeater site. So that kind of narrows down his location.
I know he's upset quite a few people on here by just talking like that, but yeah, there's definitely other things we can definitely talk about, like, unless you have something to do inside your house, especially enjoying that ice cream. What flavor of ice cream?
I got on his list, I don't know, but, or maybe, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's somebody like that is disturbed in more ways than one.
Yeah, it'll be definitely worse on them if they have a license in doing that.
Well, like you said, maybe if you ignore him, he'll go away.
Yet when I have a six-year-old and when she starts, you know, just, she mainly does it when she gets really tired. She'll just, you know, just change into a totally different person and get upset and fuss about wine things. So we just pretty much, you know, let her get that out of her system without playing into it, because that's just as fuel to the fire when you get agitated, and she just keeps on.
I understand what you're saying. So anyway, you got any plans for tonight, with it being Friday?
My bowling league was going to bowl tonight, but three of the members are out of town, and so you have to have at least two people there to bowl. If not, then we'll have to just catch it up next week.
Yeah, I haven't done any bowling in a long years. It's good exercise, really good exercise.
Yep, probably last year, around February last year, I replaced the bowling ball that I had used in the military for like, you know, 20-something years. And when the person asked me that made the bowling ball, they're going, "How do you bowl?" I said, "I have bowled straight down the lane ever since I started in the military." And so they're going, and that's when they told me, so with this type of ball is, you know, always good for ones that bowl straight and don't try to hook or anything like that. I said, "Nope, I've never hooked the ball when I'm throwing them. It's always pretty much straight down the line."
What branch in the military were you in?
I was in the Army.
Today, that things went by MOS, but I think that changed. So, what was your specialty?
I started out in communications, and then I went to being a forward observer, and then that's what I retired after.
And last of that, you said you went to being a forward observer and something else.
Yep, I started out in the communication part of it, and then I switched to being a forward observer.
Forward observer. Okay. I tell you what, look me up on QRZ and shoot me an email, and I'll shoot you my text, and then, you know, we can talk without being harassed.
All right, sirs. Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.